you won the team defenseman of the year, but now you're the AHL defenseman of the year. What does that mean to you?
Of course, it means a lot for me that now I know I have played pretty good in this season.
Your adjustment from Europe to North America, we've talked about it. But just how has it been an easy transition for you, or has it been difficult at times?
Actually, it has been pretty easy. When I came here, I thought that it might be a little bit hard, but it was pretty easy, actually.
Which player has helped you most adjust to playing here in North America?
Last year when I played in with Nolan Jonkman, we talked with him a lot about, before I came here, about that hockey here, so it helped me a lot.
Have you surprised yourself?
Actually, no. I knew that I can play here too with my own game and play offensive game.
Have you always been like that, or have you developed that confidence later in life?
I have always been like that, yeah, very offensive defenseman, yeah.
So, I know other people have asked you what kind of advice Laine would have had for you this year. Was there anything in particular that he said, maybe in training camp, that would have helped you adjust?
Actually, no, not much. That it's like I have to play my own game, and it will work. So
I mean, one of the things I wonder about in your situation is the confidence you have playing at this level, and it seems to me that it would have something to do with playing against men from a young age. Do you feel that that's a big contributor, that you had a chance to play against men from maybe 16 years old, that this is not a big step for you?
Yeah, of course, it has helped me a lot, because when I was 17, I played my first game with men's, and yeah, it helped me a lot, so it was so much easier to come here after that.
Sometimes players struggle to sort of believe in their own game, but you've got a confidence in your skating ability and in your ability to read the play. Was there a coach along the way or somebody that encouraged you to go ahead and play that way and not try to be like someone else?
Yeah, there was one coach when I played Jyp Academy at Finnish Second League, and Jukka Ahvenjärvi, he helped me a lot.
And so what does it mean when you've got somebody like that who believes in you? Does it kind of free you up? You're not afraid of making mistakes?
Yeah, for sure about that. My confidence is good. And if I do a mistake, it doesn't matter. And go to next shift. So it helped.
Did you set any goals coming into this season?
What?
Did you set any goals coming into this season as far as what you wanted to accomplish?
No, I told Laine before the season that I will make 50 points. But it was a joke, but still.
50 points, that's the number you said?
Yeah, it was a joke, but no.
What was his reaction?
No, he laughed. But
was there a point where you said to him, I'm going to get to 50?
Yeah, about half the season we played that. I told him, I'm pretty close, actually.
What about his reaction? Has he said anything about the kind of success that you've had? Is he surprised the way you've been able to make the adjustment?
No, actually, he's happy for me, and he knew that I can make points.
I wanted to ask you about, in North America, we use the term having a chip in your shoulder. Do you know that the term having a chip in your shoulder when you feel like you have something to prove? Do you feel that there was a bit of that for you because you were drafted in the seventh round?
Of course. I wanted to prove that I could have drafted a little bit earlier, but now it doesn't matter what round I drafted, so... Now I have proved that.
What about all the success that's come your way in terms of being recognized in the last week? You play your first NHL game, you make the all-rookie team, you make the first all-star team, now you're the defenseman of the year. How do you manage all of that without maybe getting distracted?
Actually, nothing. I just do my own job, and I'm going home and play video games, and that's going to be it.
What about when you talk to your parents and tell them how things are going the last little while? They must be very excited for you. What kind of a reaction do you get from home?
Yeah, they're very excited and very happy for me.
I mean, are your friends back home in Finland, are they able to follow along with your success?
Of course they follow, but they can't watch so much games because they're so late. But of course they follow what I'm doing here.